Then Wang Lung's heart leaped with pleasure, but he hid his pleasure artfully, and he demurred in pretense, and he said, "Now you are the only son of my uncle, and after you, there are none to carry on his body, and if you go to war, what will happen?" But the man answered, laughing, "Well, and I am no fool, and I will not stand anywhere that my life is in danger. If there is to be a battle, I will go away until it is over. I wish for a change and a little travel and to see foreign parts before I am too old to do it." So Wang Lung gave him the silver readily, and this time again the giving was not hard, so that he poured the money out into the man's hand, and he said to himself, "Well, and if he likes it, there is an end to this curse in my house, for there is always a war somewhere in the nation." And again he said to himself, "Well, and he may even be killed if my good fortune holds, for sometimes in wars there are those who die." He was in high good humor then, although he concealed it, and he comforted his uncle's wife when she wept a little to hear of her son's going, and he gave her more opium and lit her pipe for her, and he said, "Doubtless he will rise to be a military official and honor will come to us all through him." Then at last there was peace, for there were only the two old sleeping ones in the house in the country besides his own, and in the house in the town the hour grew near for the birth of Wang Lung's grandson. Now Wang Lung, as this hour drew near, stayed more and more in the house and town. He walked about the courts, and he could never have done with musing on what had happened, and he could never have his fill of wonder at this, that here in these courts where the great family of Huang had once lived, now he lived with his wife and his sons and their wives, and now a child was to be born of a third generation. And his heart swelled within him, so that nothing was too good for his money to buy, and he bought lengths of satin and of silk for them all, for it looked ill to see common cotton robes upon the carved chairs and about the carved tables of southern blackwood, and he bought lengths of good blue and black cotton for the slaves, so not one of them needed to wear a garment ragged. This he did, and he was pleased when the friends that his eldest son had found in the town came into the courts and proud that they should see all that was.